Residents, business owners and councillors have been voicing their views over a proposal that could see parts of Tregunnell Hill car park in Newquay used for a new care home. More than a dozen people attended a media event organised by Newquay Bid, which opposes the possible loss of parking spaces. Cornwall Council says it's looking for a replacement site for Penberthy Care Home because the current building is no longer fit for purpose. It stresses that no decision has been made, with Tregunnell Hill being one of a number of sites under consideration. Michael Honey Thornhill is a director of Newquay Specsavers and Newquay Bid. He says customers are already finding it difficult to park.
All of my patients come in every day. We see hundreds of people. And the first thing they say is the cost of parking is a nightmare in Newquay, but also the ability to get a parking space. We see, I think, over 10% of our patients are minor emergency. So they're either coming in for, you know, something's wrong with my eye or a post-cataract or a glaucoma check. All of these advanced services that we offer. And if they can't get to our store, they'll be pushed into Trelisk, which means ultimately all we're going to be doing is putting a burden on the hospitals and the NHS at the same time.
Topher Chard, who runs Salted Cafe on Cliff Road.
We need parking. I mean, it's one of the biggest drivers of footfall in any town. It doesn't matter if you have green routes, cycle routes, any of that stuff. If you're going shopping, you want somewhere to park your car up, be able to grab your shopping, come in, come out. Newquay's a very vibrant town. Yes, we've got a few empty shops, but there are so many great independent businesses here that are working really hard to bring some life to this community. And it's a wonderful community. And if we have less parking...
Sue lives on the neighbouring Duchy estate, Tregunnell Hill. She's shared her concerns about the pressure on the area.
I think this car park serves a purpose for everybody. Got the space for any type of transport. And also, we have problems on the estate with parking now, people trying to find places and park in front of people's garages. So I don't know where all these people who park here now are going to go when or if this care home takes place.
Last week, Newquay Cornwall councillor Drew Creek, whose area covers Tregunnell Hill, said he'd asked Cornwall Council to examine a range of alternative sites, including the possibility of compulsory purchase orders where appropriate, whilst also seeking further information on how the loss of parking spaces could impact traffic and access during the busy summer season. He told Radio Newquay, we need to deal with the parking issue and we need to deal with the suboptimal care facilities that we have for elderly people. The best option for Newquay and Cornwall Council is to deal with both of these issues together and not take them one at a time. Newquay Trenance Cornwall councillor Lyndon Harrison says that the town feels the pressure in the summer.
I don't think that Newquay can afford to lose any parking spaces, to be perfectly honest with you. We're very tourism based. It all happens at more or less the same time. And businesses are finding it very, very tough at the moment. What we need is to keep these parking spaces. This is a reasonably cheap option for Cornwall Council. We don't want the cheapest option. We want the best one for Newquay and the people of Newquay.
In response to opposition to the plan, Cornwall Council issued this statement.
We are working with partners across Cornwall to support the development of what is very much needed care home provision. As part of this, we are working with Sanctuary to identify a new site for Penberthy Care Home in Newquay, as although the current standard of care there is of a high quality, the building is no longer fit for purpose. One site up for consideration for this new development is part of Tregunnell Car Park. We are looking closely at this site and considering others as part of this work.